Hi everyone, Stacey Calder here from the Business Success Network and Magazine, and I am delighted to bring you the next podcast today with one of our experts, one of our brand new experts actually, and this is the first time we've had her in the studio talking as one of our experts. So I am delighted to welcome Vicky Head. Hello.
Hello, good to be here.
It seems really weird having you on the podcast and interviewing you, because we talk all the time, so it's just like, as having a bit of a natter, isn't it?
Good chat, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, although we've got work face on today, is that right?
So. Absolutely, yeah.
So Vicky, you are one of our new experts, and you have done an amazing job on the, what is this issue of the magazine. Now, for those of you that couldn't see which one I was holding up, because you're listening in on Spotify or something, it was the January issue with Nathan McQueen, and you did all his photography and made, you know, the article was amazing. So tell us a bit about you. What makes you the expert, Vicky?
Oh, I don't know. I guess because I suppose there's the obvious thing about I know how to use a camera, but I think...
Well, that helps.
Yeah. But I'm not just the person that picked up a camera when they were a kid and was self-taught. I've studied photography as well. I've got a first-class honours degree in commercial photography, and I teach photography not only to college and degree students, but also to people with a camera who just want to be able to take better photographs of their children or their holidays or the plants they're growing in the garden. And I also understand very much how marketing and advertising works. So one of the reasons that I specialize in commercial photography and working with businesses is because it's not just as simple as having a photograph. It's about having an image that is going to help you connect with people and help you engage or make more sales, get more clients, draw people into you. And that's the area that I find particularly interesting about commercial photography.
And you just put people at ease, don't you? Because we've had, I've used you for my latest photo shoot, and it was kind of in that in between the lockdowns, in the summer, and it was fantastic. And I said to you, I hate being photographed. You're going to have a real nightmare with me. And I think you did have a bit of a nightmare with me, but you were brilliant at just making me laugh and putting my mind at ease and just. And you actually got some really good shots. So,
thanks.
Well, no, I'm not saying that about you. Obviously, you're going to take some. And I know you hate the word shots, actually. So,
oh, I don't mind shots. Yeah. But I think how comfortable people feel in front of the camera is one of the biggest parts of it. Most people, myself included, don't really enjoy having the photograph taken, because immediately that you've got a camera in front of you, you forget how to smile, you don't know what to do with your arms anymore.
Yeah.
And it's most people feel like they just want to get the experience over and done with as fast as possible, and which is why people tend to avoid having shoots done as regularly as they should. The problem with that is images are so powerful, photographs are so powerful. You can give a message in a photograph in less than a second. So in that sense, it's more powerful than video. It's more powerful than words, because people have to spend time engaging with that. In an image, you don't have to be able to understand, you know, speak the same language even. But you can put across a message kind of quite universally often. So they can work very powerfully for you. Or if your images are not quite up to scratch, they can actually work against you. And that's where it's important, even if you feel uncomfortable, to have trust, to be able to trust in a photographer so that you can feel relaxed, so that you can be really showcased and look your best, even if it's not naturally something that you want to do.
It's not natural. It's not natural to me anyway. You know, and I have to say, most of my photos that I use, and, you know, they're ones that have been kind of caught off guard as I'm roaring with laughter or something like that, because otherwise I feel staged and I hate that. But no, you did a fantastic job, and it just made me go, Vicky is such an expert at this. Now, we are going to talk about your three top tips today. But what I've really loved about doing this series of, you know, assets for credibility is that as I've talked to other experts, they've all kind of mentioned photography, images, things like that. And it's huge, you know, running a magazine. You would not, I mean, you won't be surprised at all to hear that when I say to people, that's a brilliant article, we're going to include it, have you got a headshot? And I've had, you know, one man and his dog. I had one man and his giraffe. That was like weird. I've had wedding photos where the, you know, the bride or the groom is cut out.
Yeah.
And you get like half a hat or something.
Yeah.
I just find it fascinating that these businesses have got such an amazing article, a story to tell. They've got this brilliant asset waiting to happen and they've got no headshots.
Yeah. It's really common. I mean, like you say, for editorial, for magazines, or, you know, if you're, or you get in local press, it's so important to have on your desktop of your computer a folder of images that you have ready to go, because often, I mean, with a magazine that takes some planning. So that's, you know, usually something that's done and there's some arrangement. For things in local press, often you might have very little notice. It's the kinds of things with that kind of PR might be, we're going to run something, we go to print at 4 o'clock. So you haven't got time to have your hair done, you know, buy a new dress and arrange a shoot. You need to have images ready. It's also about making sure that the images are fit for purpose. And when I say that, I mean, where are they going to be used? So when I do a shoot with people, for instance, I might arrange for several things to be happening within that same shoot. We might be doing images that look more formal or more serious for their LinkedIn, things that look more relaxed and friendly for their Instagram, things that are serving them through different seasons, perhaps, or, you know, it's working out and understanding how they're going to need to use these images. And if you've got that on your desktop, it makes it really easy. If somebody says, have you got a headshot? Actually, not only, yes, I've got a headshot, but you've actually got one that's suitable for where it's going to and how you're being positioned then, whether you're as somebody that's very approachable or as an expert. I find it as well, you know, with networking, you know, obviously with networking groups, if you say to people often, if they're coming to Foresight and speak at the group, have you got an image I can use to help promote it? And actually, it is astonishing, even though, you know, you sort of see it a lot. How, you know, how many people don't really have photographs that are fit for purpose?
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. We could literally write a book on this, couldn't we? There's an idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that we haven't got anything else to do, Vicky, at all. So you're going to share with us your three top tips on how people, small businesses, decision makers, that kind of thing, can use photography in the best possible way to kind of build their authority in their industry. And that's kind of... That's been the whole theme of this series of podcasts, actually. And you know, it's something that I talk about a lot. And we've had many a conversation about this. So what would your tip number one be?
So my tip number one would be about engagement. Quite often, you know, we all say people buy from people. People want to know who you are. That's why we do things like networking. So people have an opportunity to get to know us, to like us, trust us, to buy from us. But all the people that you're not necessarily, you don't already know in person or know through networking, they're looking at your shop window. Your shop window online at the moment very much is your website, your social media accounts. You may have a physical premises or a physical place, but often you, especially for small to medium businesses, you might be very central to who, you know, what your business is and what it's about. And so people want to know who they're buying for. They want to know. We all make judgments, you know, about everybody that we meet, and we think, are they our kind of person? Do we connect with them? You know, and so it's important that people can see who you are. It is that thing, as I was saying, quite often, if you feel a bit uncomfortable at having your photograph taken, people, you know, will avoid it. And if I had, you know, a pound for every time somebody said, I'm not photogenic, I would be minted, because everybody thinks they're not photogenic. It's not the case. It's more about having somebody that is skilled enough to know A, how to put you at ease, and so you feel comfortable and relaxed, and so you look like you've got a natural smile, not looking like a rabbit in the headlights with some kind of, you know, fixed grin going on, but also knows how to make a photograph that is, the lighting is going to work, the composition is going to work, the background where you are is going to work, and it's going to create a message that really shows you at your best and shows you in the right context of your business. So it's about people knowing who you are. And like you say, quite often people will think, okay, I've got this photograph from, I was at a wedding 3 years ago and I look great. I'd got a new dress, so I'll use that. But unless you go around, you know, with a fascinator on most of the time, it's not going to cut it for your business, because it's not what your business is about largely. So don't be put off. It's one of those things that if people are going to get to know you, they're going to have to see you. They'll hear your voice through your brand and the things that you're doing, but they need to see you as well. And so sometimes when we avoid things like that, we can put it off and think, well, when I've lost some weight or when I've got my hair done or when, but that, you know, when is that perfect time? You get the assets now so that you've got them to be using. You've kind of got to suck it up. But I would say this is where it makes a difference in somebody that knows what they're doing properly with a camera, but also that you feel relaxed enough with that you can actually feel, look comfortable within the images and feel comfortable and actually enjoy a shoot. You know, most people are scared. Even big tough guys often are really scared about having their photographs taken. But actually, it can be a lot of fun.
It can be fun, and I'm not going to give away your little secret as to how you made me smile and laugh the whole way through, but you've got a little technique there, haven't you? A little secret technique that made me really laugh and smirk and smile. And it's interesting that you just mentioned, you know, oh, we might lose some weight or we might change our hair. I am waiting for you to tell me off, because we had a shoot, as I say, not that long ago, and then my hair colour has completely changed again now. So almost makes me feel like we need another, maybe.
Well, lockdown's easing. I've got a lot of shoots planned at the moment, so we'll...
you're going to have to Photoshop the red out and go blonde, so who knows.
Yeah.
That was a brilliant tip, actually. I love that. And, your article in the magazine was amazing as well. So I can't wait to hear what top tip number two is.
Well, top tip number two is about the fact that it is that assets. You know, we think of photographs as being very disposable, especially digital photography. I mean, I'm a big advocate anyway of having things in print, of having, I have photographs of my family, my children, you know, in print on the wall, on the mantelpiece. And I think, you know, photographs should be tactile things that we can touch and we see every day. And there's a terrible tendency these days to just have them all on a phone or on a screen. Print them out, you know, really print them out. But you have to think of photography as an asset. And I think a lot of people approach photography as if it's an additional optional extra if you've got a bit of spare money on top. It's something you should take much more seriously than that, because often it is the thing that will get you noticed. You know, one of the things that I say is that I will get people to stop scrolling. We live in a world that is really saturated with images. Everywhere we look, especially online, TV, we're seeing images all the time. And we all become a little bit desensitized to what we're seeing. And we can sort of be on our phones, just scrolling by things. And it's the things that catch your eye that make you stop and think, oh, what was that? Let me have a look. It piques a bit of interest. It gets people curious. And that's the thing that stills photography will do. Then people will dive in. They'll dive into maybe your website or your social media or watch a live or read a blog and find out a little bit more about what you do. But photography is a huge asset. A good photographer will understand how you need to use it. So often people will say to me, somebody's doing a new website or they're going to want to do a bit of a social media campaign, and they'll know they need some pictures, but they don't really know what they want. Mm-hmm. And so the first part of my job always is about having a conversation to find out about who the person is, who they're selling to, what message are they trying to put across? You know, who's their ideal client? Where are they trying to pitch themselves? All these kinds of things. And from that, we can then arrange a shoot that's absolutely going to work for them to give across the right message. Photography, when it works, is such a strong, strong medium. But you have to make sure those messages are working right for you. So ideally, you want images that you can use for campaigns, you can use for seasonal things, you can use to educate, to show people who you are, what you do, understand some backstory, to engage with you as a person. They're used for many different reasons. And I think often people think if they book a photographer, it's just say, can I book you? And I'll rock up with a camera. You know, there you go. But it's not like that. It's actually a lot more thought that goes into the assets that are going to work strongly for you, and will work strongly for you over a long period of time as well.
And that's really important. And I get that. And I, like, when we spoke and I said, I want these kind of personal brand ones. It wasn't that long ago since I'd had some, and I was happy with the other ones, but I just wanted more because, you know, I was thinking new website. What am I going to use? I want some stuff that, like you say, we all live in a world now where we are scrolling. Yeah. And I love your hashtag, you know, hashtag stop the scroll. Yeah. And, you know, like I said, I'm guilty of it. I will. And my husband goes bonkers at me because I'll be scrolling on Instagram and then you come across something, it makes you stop.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're on their website, you're on their Etsy store, you're on, you know, their Facebook page, wherever, and suddenly then you're on their website and you're buying stuff.
It's not just you at all. And it's about something that's going to be strong, that's going to draw people in. You know, it's these little breadcrumbs that people are going to see. And if there's a cohesion about it, it will give a consistent message. So even though you may have different images, they're working together, which is making the message stronger.
Brilliant. So we are racing through these. It's like, whoosh. I say that, although we've been chatting for 16 minutes now, and it's great. When I first started recording these, I'd said to Gary, Gary from Grow Media, he was like, right, we're gonna do a mini series, it's gonna be like 5 minutes. I was like, that's not gonna happen. So we're like 20 minutes now. It's definitely not a mini series. Vicky, share with us your top tip number three.
Top tip number three is about message. Okay, so in every photograph there's narrative, even really, really simple ones. If it's something that's done on location or it's a bit lifestyle, there's a message with everything that's there, in, you know, that you can see. But there's also a message about the expression. There's a message about how it's lit. You can completely change the message about an image by moving the main light source. So every single element, and they work together. And I mentioned just now about cohesion. It's really important that you have some consistency with your messages. Otherwise, it starts to ring alarm bells because it sort of looks a bit peculiar. So, for instance, if you were a personal trainer and you're, you know, selling health and lifestyle and, you know, exercise and healthy living. Yeah. And you've got your picture taken, you know, in a pub or outside a fast food joint, it gives a conflicting message. Now,
do you know what? This is really funny because when I do my social media trainings, and this is, you know, I'm going back 10 years now when I used to stand in front of network marketers that were selling that lifestyle, that health and wellness, that, you know, the healthy gunk that you drink. And I'm not, you know, I'm taking I get it. I love it. I would stand there and my first thing would be, do not post your drunken photos of a Saturday night on your socials if you're selling this natural health lifestyle, because the two just don't add up. So that's
it. It makes people suspicious, you know, and within one image. So it's not even just what you seem to be doing on a Saturday versus what you're doing on a Monday morning, but even within one image, if you've got things that are conflicting, that give a different message, then it starts to ring alarm bells. So it's exactly the same as when you meet somebody for the first time and you instinctively just feel like you just get on so well and you know them, and like you don't really know them very well, but you just know that you get on really well and you want to get to know them more. Or you meet somebody initially and you don't know why, but you don't quite trust them. Yeah. And you think, I've got a gut instinct. I don't know what it is, just something about them. I don't quite trust it. This is the same kind of subconscious attraction that works in images. And so what's important to be created in images are messages that will make people feel safe with you, that make them feel that they, you know, they know you, they trust you, they feel comfortable, they want to get to know you more. And that comes from positive connotations within an image. And that's all the kind of the marketing and advertising things that I've studied and that I'm so interested in. So it's kind of my job to know about this. You don't need to know about this because that's what I know about. Mm-hmm. But you just need to know that you need to take it seriously, because when you have images that have a slightly mixed message, that's when people get that, I'm not sure, something about it, can't put my finger on it, but don't quite trust it. So the message and the narrative within an image is really, really important. Sometimes some of the images that will work strongly for you won't necessarily be things like headshots or what, you know, known as like hero shots. It might be something much more understated, something that's just showing about, if you sell a product, it might be to do with how the product is made or what the backstory is of it. It might, you know, it's all the other elements that go on that people can be very interested in. So, you know, again, coming back to when I'm planning shoots, it's not just thinking about obvious things like headshots, although they are really important to have. But it's also thinking about what's the whole story, what's the message, what needs to be put across, and how can it be put across in a way that absolutely showcases you and what you, you know, the product or service that you offer, but also sells it in a way that gives a big green light and makes people feel like, yeah, I want to engage with this more. I feel safe with this. I trust it. And it feels right to me and my gut instinct.
Wow. It's like, wow. So much info there. And actually, you know, there is so many top tips there. I'm going to hold this up now for the people that are watching on YouTube. This was your article in the last magazine. Again, phenomenal. And it is about, you know, creating the magazine is all about creating marketing assets. And obviously all the photos in there were yours. And it was just, it was brilliant to read. And so this is actually a really nice kind of catch up on that. And again, it's another asset, isn't it? But Vicky, you are just brilliant at what you do. And you're right when you say about, you know, sometimes the picture doesn't need to be a headshot. One of the ones I'm using from you most at the minute is the one we were in a vinyl shop and I pulled out a record, and it was actually, and I remember saying this to you, I was like, oh my God, this is the first record I ever, my mum and dad bought me when I was four. I'm not sure if I should admit to this, but it was Kylie Minogue. I should be so lucky. That though in itself can be a really engaging post. You know, why would Stacey Calder have that on her website or on her socials? Well, it shows a bit of fun. It causes a bit of, you know, oh my God, it's Kylie back then. What was she thinking kind of thing? Actually, I like a bit of Kylie, and I'm not going to say that.
it's all the different ways that images can be used. You know, they can be used to give you authority. They can be used to position you. You can position you as an expert or position you, you know, and where you are within your field. They can be used as a talking point, you know, like something like that. It's an opportunity then, isn't it, to create engagement, to create conversation, which is what we all want.
Yeah, absolutely. And they do create the conversation. And also I think it draws in those clients that you want to work with because they relate to you.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And like you say, you want to attract the people that you want, which is why it's so important to know who it is that you're putting this message to, so that the message is actually in line with what your values are, you know, as a person and as a business, and in line with the values of the people that you're wanting to attract to you as well.
Brilliant. Vicky, we could literally talk all day. 22 minutes. Look, I told you my podcast technician is going to kill me. We are going to end it there. But where, apart from obviously the Business Success Network Meet the Experts panel, where can people find you?
Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, website. Yeah, I'm around and about.
What's your social handle?
Vicky Head Photo, lucky primarily. Yeah.
There we go. Find her at Vicky Head Photo. Vicky, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you today. And yeah, I can't wait to see more of what you do. And I can't wait to actually have this out there as you, one of the experts.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Stacey. It's been great.
Thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, please leave us a review. And until next time, I'll see you soon.